The first time you came here was in?
I was here for the foundation ceremony in 1968. I had come to the ashram before the foundation of Oroville as a student in philosophy and stayed in the ashram for some time. And then I moved to Oroville during the year of 1968 and started a small school for village children.
Where?
At Centerfield. It was the first school. And then I moved to Aspiration when the last school project started, the Aspiration School, and worked there for a few years. Altogether, I was here for 15 years, and then I returned to the States. I continued my studies in philosophy and in education, and eventually started a school there. So I had a good 20 years of educational experience at all levels in the USA. Also my wife, who was a teacher. Our three children grew up and became independent, and we decided to return to Oroville about 3 years back.
It was something that took a long time to decide, or it was...
No, we had decided to leave in the early 80s because the development of Oroville was quite handicapped by the early legal issues that came up. We participated in helping to sort that out, but eventually it was apparent to us that things were not going to take off very quickly. And we had young children born in Oroville, and we wanted them to have an education, and we wanted to pursue our own careers. And so we left for that reason.
Yeah, but you came back?
We came back because the children were grown, and we had experience that we thought would be useful at this point in Oroville, and because we always were dedicated to the idea of Oroville. We worked in the States also to promote conferences and information about Oroville.
The ideal of Oroville that you remember in 1968.
The ideal of Oroville is the same as it was from that time. At that time, there was nothing actually happening in Oroville. At least for the first 10 years, there wasn't much. And so now we can begin to experience what happens when the ideal begins to connect with the different levels of actuality. And that's the experience of Oroville, to discover and develop the real processes and forms that should express those ideals. And so, if I might...
arrive to the point.
Yeah, the idea today is to speak a little bit about the University of Human Unity project. A couple of years ago, a group of us who are interested in, especially in education, thought that for the future of Oroville... a university or some platform for higher education would be possibly instrumental. And in fact, the mother had said in the 60s, in around 1969, that the University of Human Unity in Oroville should be the key to the raison d'etre of Oroville. Those were her words. But that project was not... realized, and the original idea that a few of us had in starting this project was to explore what could possibly be an integral learning paradigm at the level of higher education. And so that people could explore on their own and with others research in areas such as philosophy or religion or psychology or ecology and architecture, but in their exploration include all of those other avenues of approach and interest. So to start this process, we held seminars from September last year until March this year for 6 months. We had seminars every Saturday, and most people who were there expressed the feeling that it was quite eye-opening and inspiring to be exposed to these different approaches to learning.
But technically, you have a space.
So these seminars took place in the Unity Pavilion. The Unity Pavilion has been focusing on student exchange programs and on the International Zone preparation in the past. And it seemed that the space was not only available, but the intention of that space to connect with learning institutions both inside and outside of Oroville to create opportunities for students, and also to relate outside of Oroville through Oroville International organizations, through universities and so on. It seemed to be appropriate for us to be to start in that space and to try to help also those already established services and intentions. And so out of that orientation, we've pursued three main streams of development, and these are going on now. One is research in the integral learning paradigm, which could provide a basis for higher studies for students who come here. The other stream of interest has been in helping to coordinate learning activities that already exist in Oroville. The third area is in providing a platform for exploration of Oroville and its development. And so the International Zone has been the first area of exploration that we've taken up, and we've held a number of seminars, had presentations, and met with other groups in Oroville to begin to explore that that possibility of Oroville's development.
And in this university, you focus on a group of age, or
no ages. So far, we're all too old, but younger people should be interested in coming. There are three university groups that come from the United States. There is opening up the possibility in France, in particular, of students coming from there, and there is some interest on the part of UNESCO in helping us develop learning activities for students and for researchers and for teachers. And so right now we are primarily a group of Orovillians interested in learning and discovery and higher education. But ultimately we want to be serving a population of students and researchers who would be younger. And perhaps at some point Oroville students would also become interested. I also need to say that throughout this year of development, we have created a website. And on that website already there are more than 70 papers have been posted there, and about 50 audio files are there from the seminars that we have held, as well as several discussion groups and research groups that have formed and coordinated their activities through the website. And so anyone can access that
website
development.
Name?
It's universityofhumanunity.org, and University of Human Unity is one word.